This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri state legislative redistricting is hanging in the balance with Amendment 3, which would repeal a 2018 initiative changing how House and Senate maps are drawn. Amendment 3 supporters believe voters need another look at the 2018 plan, widely known as Clean Missouri. But foes of the measure say the voters have spoken. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum breaks down the nationally watched debate.
Amendment 3 would do away with a system that voters backed in 2018 that empowered a demographer to come up with redistricting plans emphasizing partisan fairness and competitiveness. And the measure would instead give either commissions or, more likely, appellate judges power to draw lines with much different criteria. It would also make small changes to lobbyist gifting campaign donation limits. Lawmakers placed Amendment 3 on the ballot earlier this year, and Republicans like State Representative Dean Plocker contended that Clean Missouri wasn't about fair redistricting, but about radically changing the process to help Democrats.
It's called clean because it will wipe clean the form of the community-based districted Democratic representation we have.
Amendment 3 is a high-stakes affair, with opponents raising millions of dollars to defeat it. Foes of the measure contend that it's a dirty trick trying to fool voters into thinking they're approving ethics changes when they're really repealing a redistricting system Missourians voted on 2 years before. Missouri Farm Bureau President Blake Hurst says that argument takes a lot of chutzpah.
Do I think that the ethical changes in Amendment 3 are a bit of trolling going on? Absolutely. But we didn't start this game.
While Clean Missouri proponents say they were clear about what was in their redistricting plan 2 years ago, Hurst believes that voters were blinded by a glitzy ad campaign that emphasized popular ethics changes like curtailing lobbyist gifts. And Clean Missouri opponents like attorney Lowell Pearson say the result of the 2018 plan will be unwieldy, narrow districts that are difficult to represent.
So I envision long, skinny ribbons which have very little to do with each other. I think that's the only way you could get to fair and competitive districts.
Sean Sonker Nicholson is the head of the campaign seeking to defeat Amendment 3. Not only does he believe Clean Missouri foes like Pearson are exaggerating about what districts will look like under the 2018 plan, he also thinks there's a lot to dislike about this year's proposal.
And so what they put forward in the form of Amendment 3 is a rather audacious effort to not only undo all the reforms that voters passed, but to create a redistricting system, a gerrymandering system that's unlike anything Missouri's ever seen. It's unlike anything else in the United States in a couple of key respects. And they know that voters aren't going to like what's in the fine print.
Some of that fine print that Nicholson is talking about is moving down heavily modified competitiveness and partisan fairness standards and moving up compactness in terms of redistricting priorities. Amendment 3 foes say that could hurt Democrats since they're largely condensed in St. Louis and Kansas City. Others like Democratic State Representative John Carpenter are raising alarms about language that would only count eligible voters as opposed to the state's total population. While Amendment 3 does not require map makers to use the eligible voter standard, people like Carpenter say having that as an option could mean that children don't get counted during redistricting.
There is nothing conservative about radically altering and fundamentally changing the basic underpinnings of our democratic structure in this country.
With only several weeks to go before Election Day, Amendment 3 opponents are vastly outspending proponents. And there's reason for Amendment 3 foes to be vigilant. A summary that voters will see on their ballot lists the small changes to lobbyist gift and donation limits before briefly summarizing the redistricting changes. Still, it may be a tough obstacle for Amendment 3 fans to convince voters they made a mistake in 2018. And GOP Senator Lincoln Huff of Springfield says he voted against placing Amendment 3 on the ballot because it's too soon to say if any unintended consequences will actually happen.
I would have been more comfortable having let the process play out. And then if you got spider web where someone from Joplin had a representative from Kansas City, I think the voters would then say, wait a minute, this isn't what we bargained for.
Regardless of what happens on November 3rd, Missouri, like every other state, will go through the wonky but consequential redistricting process next year. How that actually plays out for Missouri's state legislative maps will be the decision of Missouri voters. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.